Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and the clouds have parted. I can see clearly now. Here comes the sun. We're talking about sunshine today, right, Dad?
You're right, John.
Yes, we're going to be talking about songs with sunshine, the word sunshine, in the title. I think that's going to be rather illuminating, don't you?
Yes, very good.
Yes, and we do have an honorable mention as well.
Oh,
okay.
I can
come up at the end.
All right.
You say that as if you're surprised, as if we don't even prepare for this show. Okay, so before we get started, do allow me to mention the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son, John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public. Okay, so the first song is supposed to be by an artist named Donovan.
Yes.
Yes.
Donovan.
Do you think he went by the name Hurdy Gurdy Man too?
Probably anything that would make him money he went by.
Oh, gosh. And so the song we're going to be talking about is Sunshine Superman.
Right. It has been described, John, as one of the classics of the era.
I believe it.
And as the quintessential bright summer sing-along.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Donovan had such an influence. You know, we could mention, like, the Beatles. He had an influence on them.
Right.
You know, I think they actually tried to play guitar like him and write songs like him, you know?
Sunshine Superman, just to let you know, was the only Donovan song to reach number one on the Hot 100.
Oh, wow.
And it also became the title track of his, I guess you'd call it Donovan's Greatest Hits LP.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, without further ado, here's Donovan's Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out DC, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
So what's the next song?
And the next song is by a guy that left us way too early.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, John Denver, and it's Sunshine on My Shoulders. And he wrote the song, of all places, in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. Wow.
At the time that he called in his life, late winter, early spring.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those gray Minnesota, slushy, snowy days.
Oh, really?
The snow was melting, and it was too cold to go outside and have fun. But God, are you ready for spring?
Oh, yes, yes. Being from Minnesota, thank you for raising me here, Dad. You know,
right?
I definitely know what is being talked about there. People are like, okay, when's this going to end?
You know? And it's sometimes the sun itself just can make you feel good.
Oh, absolutely.
And in that very melancholy frame of mind, he wrote Sunshine on My Shoulders.
Yeah, and it's so, I mean, it's really not a mystery, you know? It's really not ambiguous what this song is about. You know, sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. You know, it's like you get it from the first verse.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of the writing of the song, the single version and the album version differed in the fact that he added an extra verse on the album version. So you get I don't know what, three verses for the price of four, or four verses for the price of three, or something like that.
Yeah, something like, gosh, is it Henry John Dutzendorf?
That I think the that, third? Yeah, something
Isn't
like that.
Isn't that John Denver's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's just say John Denver, though.
There you go.
Okay, so with sunshine on my shoulders, this is John Denver.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high.
Oh, love that John Denver song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's forge ahead.
Okay.
To a standard of American old-time country music.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the official state songs, by the way, of Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a surprise.
And though its original author is disputed, and it was copyrighted, first published and copyrighted by Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell. And you say, who they?
Well, before we say who they are, not to mention the song.
Yeah.
Right? And that's You Are My Sunshine.
You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah, you Are My Sunshine.
Right.
Uh-huh. But yeah, what about, you know, the individuals who copyrighted it?
Well, Davis went on to become the governor of Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
From 1944 to 48, and again from 1960 to 64.
Wow.
And used the song in his election campaign.
Huh.
The Louisiana State Legislature, by the way, decreed that You Are My Sunshine is the state song. Yeah.
Wow.
In honor of Davis.
Okay.
And in 1999, You Are My Sunshine was honored with a Grammy Hall of Fame Award and the Recording Industry Association of America.
Wow.
Named it as one of the songs of the century.
Oh, goodness. Okay, shall we play the song?
Let's give it its due.
Okay, so this is You Are My Sunshine by Jimmy Davis.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Okay, we're supposed to be talking about Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good song.
Mm-hmm.
It had a certain underlying meaning to it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. As you can well imagine if you've heard the lyrics.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, Ain't No Sunshine when she's gone.
When she's gone, mm-hmm. right. And it had great background musicians on it, or studio musicians, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Duck Dunn on bass, Al Jackson on drums. Get this, Stephen Stills was a guitar player.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And Booker T. Jones, Booker T. and the MGs, was the producer.
Oh gosh.
You talk about some good backup.
Yeah, man. First rate. Upper echelon, paragon, you know, top, tip top, cream of the crop, you know.
Yeah, the song was recorded originally in Los Angeles, but they overdubbed it in Memphis, hence Booker T and the MGs and all these guys got to it. But it was just, how do I say it? that one line, yeah. I know. Bill Withers has stated that he thought, I got to think of some other lyric to put in here. And the musician said, nah, leave it the way it is.
Oh, wow.
Because some guy will be thinking, oh, why can't I think of somewhere to go with this thing?
Oh, yeah. And perhaps some guy, like, in a very similar kind of situation, like, oh, I need her back, or what do I say? And, you know, right. It's just not coming.
Right. Know? That's definitely the way it was. Mm-hmm. So Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone was a big hit, and it ranked in as the number 23 song.
Ooh.
For the year. So it was a biggie.
Yeah.
It was a biggie.
Sounds like it.
So let's give it its due with Bill Withers' classic hit, Ain't No Sunshine.
I know. Hey, I'll leave a young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Okay, so the next song is by the Beatles. And it's called Good Day Sunshine.
Amazing that we'd have a Beatles song, huh?
Yeah. Gosh.
Other part of the alphabet didn't they cover?
I was about to, like, was there any doubt?
Right.
There'd be a Beatles song, you know, in this. We had mentioned
earlier. Yeah. It was from the, you know, Lennon-McCartney
catalog
of songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the recording includes multiple pianos.
Oh, yes. I was going to bring that up. Thank you for bringing that up first, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got this part now. It's like, dun, 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 mm-hmm. you know, where the piano's doing that. One of the pianos is doing that.
Besides key changes, closes with voices chanting.
Oh, yeah. Good day, sunshine. Yeah. Good day, sunshine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little trippy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just a bit. And get this. It was used as wake-up music on the space shuttle. Yeah, in November of 2005.
Oh, that's amazing.
McCartney played it live to the crew to wake them up.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the time difference? Do you know?
I haven't the faintest idea, but that was kind of a neat way to get your song publicized.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah. Yes, let's wake up some astronauts.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay, shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Good Day, Sunshine by the Beatles.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good. In a special way, I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
The next one, John, mm-hmm. in our itinerary mm-hmm. of sunshine hits is one that was a compilation, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
of more than one, shall we say, song idea.
Sure, medley? You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Medley?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it partially a medley.
Okay.
But well, what we're referring to is the song Let the Sunshine In and Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, when you read the title, right, it's, we're talking about sunshine songs. So, you know, it's Let the Sunshine In. That's the part of the song.
Right.
We're going to be, right, playing an excerpt of. But it reads, right, Aquarius and then / Let the Sunshine In.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The Fifth Dimension were appearing in Las Vegas at the time,
mm-hmm.
so they couldn't leave and go cut the vocal part for this song.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a hold of two microphones, and there's two mics and five singers or whatever it was that did the whole Let the Sunshine. Shine. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh,
so it was a complicated
ordeal, huh?
Ordeal. You know, it worked,
or endeavor.
Worked wonders. Yeah. Worked wonders, yes.
I do think so, yeah. And it's popped up in a lot of places besides Hair. Now, how many hits did the musical Hair have?
Well, there was hair.
Yeah, you know, give me her head with hair. Mm-hmm. Beautiful hair by the cow cells, right?
Uh-huh.
And then was Good Morning Starshine?
Right.
Was that one of them by Oliver?
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In.
Definitely.
Reflects Failures. Okay.
Let's get to it, because this is a great song. From the musical production of Hair, this is Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In with the Fifth Dimension.
So, the next song, right, we're going to give you all the gory details.
How about this one?
What do you think about that?
Oh,
you and me and Leslie.
Leslie the gore.
Yes, and so this is Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows by Leslie Gore.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's funny, too, because the single of Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows was released in conjunction with Leslie Gore's rendition in a 1965 movie called Ski Party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Billboard at the time, critiquing the thing, said of the single that back on the happy rhythm trail, Leslie comes up with a winner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the summertime rouser. Cashbox described it as an engaging lovey-dovey. A perfect way for teeners to get in the summertime spirit.
Ah.
So let's feature Leslie the Gore and Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
That was Leslie Gore with Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
Right.
Whoa. Okay, so the next song on the list is by a Canadian group, right, called Len.
Len.
You know, and a lot of people don't know they know this band, you know, because of this song.
It doesn't surprise me.
Well, yeah. And they had a hit with a song, Steal My Sunshine.
Okay.
Which wasn't totally their hit.
No, it wasn't. It was really... They took a song by the Andrea True Connection, a 1976 hit, called More, 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 which was in a movie.
Yeah, sort of infamous, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Len with Steal My Sunshine.
That certainly was Hygration Liam Persiptic piece of music.
Whoa, hey, I do believe you're speaking over some people's heads.
Well,
some people
that's
like
too
me.
Bad.
Hey, hey. All right, so the next song, Dad,
is Walking on Sunshine.
Yes, it is.
It's a song written by Kimberly Rue for British rock band Katrina and the Waves.
Mm-hmm. And we had talked about this song a bit in a previous episode. I do believe it was the weather.
I believe so, yeah.
The weather one,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And how I do recall kind of like this was a rare sort of song for them, or it's just kind of like the subject matter. They didn't think, as far as I know, they didn't think it was going to be that big.
Well, it reached number 4.
Yeah.
In Australia, number 9 in the United States,
ooh,
number
good.
8 in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their first American top 40 hit.
I believe it.
And their biggest success, John, in the United Kingdom until Love Shine a Light.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, sunshine and love shine a light and you know.
Walking on sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, walking on sunshine. So,
right.
You know, I imagine, I don't know, but do they have a preoccupation with light? Is that it? Or brightness
that
or something
could
like
be.
That? Or maybe audiences were just kind of like, I'm going to wait till the next song they sing about light.
There we go.
Oh, goodness. And yeah, I do believe a lot of people don't know that this is a British group.
Right.
You know? And I've heard it in so many, like it's been on the soundtrack of so many films, right? I've heard it in commercials.
You know, I agree with you, yes.
Yeah, it's a really commercial song, you know, and sometimes bands just strike it lucky.
They do.
They really do. You know, everything just comes together, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, oh gosh, we've got this like gold here, you know?
Yes.
We've just spun, you know, gold out of straw.
Yeah.
And then kind of where do you go from there, you know, to achieve so much success? And then it's kind of like, what now?
What now?
Well, yeah, I imagine. It's just kind of like, well, you just keep working at it and working at it and working at it. You know, I do believe that's what they did because they had another hit, right? You had mentioned that.
Yeah, Love Shine Light.
Yeah. Okay, so shall we play the song?
Let's play the song, Katrina and the Waves, dear heart, with Walking on Sunshine.
Yes, live. Okay, so the next song is by a band called Cream.
Now, this is rock royalty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's rock royalty due to the fact that Cream was developed by probably, what would you say, John, 3 of the biggest musicians of the British rock era?
Sure, I would say so, definitely. You know?
With elements of hard rock and psychedelia thrown in.
Probably some blues too, right, or R&B, rhythm and blues.
It's one of Cream's best known and popular songs.
Oh, yeah, Sunshine of Your Love.
Yeah.
Right, is the name of the song.
Yes.
Yep.
And guitarist Eric Clapton.
Who's that?
Eric Clapton was the guitar player, although he hadn't developed his consummate style as yet, shall we say.
Sure.
And Ginger Baker.
Mm-hmm. Drummer, right?
Drummer, right. And Jack Bruce.
Okay.
Was the bass player.
Bass player.
The song became Cream's first hit.
Oh.
And highest charting American single.
Oh, good for them.
And one of the most popular singles of 1968.
Wow. That's great. Shall we play the song?
I think we should.
Okay.
So let's give it to him, John.
Okay. So this is Cream with Sunshine of Your Love.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your love.
So the next song, gosh, you know, Dad, we almost left it off of this list.
Well, I don't believe we shouldn't have a song of this magnitude be relegated to this non-existent spot in a recording tape.
So what song are we talking about? We're talking about Sunshine, right, by Jonathan Edwards.
By Jonathan Edwards.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Dad. So there's only two musicians.
Isn't that something?
On that song, it's Jonathan Edwards and his drummer.
Right.
And that's it. Oh, my gosh. And again, it's one of those moments, right?
Yeah.
Straw into gold, lightning in a bottle. Everything just comes
that's
together.
That's it.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yes. And so did you consider this song a protest song?
I don't know. I just like the sound of it. There was something about it that made me say, boy, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I imagine a lot of people could really get into the song or really agree with that part of the refrain, right? He can't even run his own life. I'll be danged if he'll run mine, sunshine.
Right? Yes.
So shall we play the song?
Let's do it. Okay. I love this song.
Okay, so this is Jonathan Edwards with Sunshine.
Working starts to make me wonder where of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Okay, so no, that was the sort of proper Sunshine list, but we do have an honorable mention, you know? And so we're talking about the Walker Brothers with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.
Right.
Now,
this song, John, was originally recorded, believe it or not, by Frankie Valli.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Loneliness is the coat you wear, a deep shade of blue is always there.
It was Valli's first official solo single.
Oh, okay.
Since the 1950s.
And then it came to the Walker Brothers.
And then after the Walker Brothers did it, success.
Yes. And it was colossal.
Yeah.
You know, just the sound of the song.
Oh.
You know?
Wall of sound type.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is the Walker Brothers with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. See, Dad, they say sun and they say shine. They say sun and they say shine.
You
see?
Thank you. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
Nope.
Honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll let you talk me into that.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad. Thank you so much.
Because the Walker Brothers did have a great sound.
Yeah.
It was the wall of sound, like Phil Spector.
Yeah, just like it. As far as I know, he didn't produce them, but it was just like
it. Just like just it, like, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davey B's Hit Song Vault and listen to more of this series there. Oh, those were the Sunshine songs, Dad. Now we have to depart. We have to vamoose, skedaddle.
We're going to vamoose and skedaddle all at once.
Yes, hopefully. You know, we ought to go outside and enjoy some sunshine.
Good idea.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Well, it's a cheater who pays. It's a cheater.